Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I'm calling to check the status on a shipment.
Okay, let's see here. And can you provide the last name associated with the order?
ARAI.
And your zip code?
80237.
Thank you. And the first name associated with the order?
Yaniv, Y-A-N-I-V.
And the address?
4049 South Niagara Way, Denver, 80237.
And just for QA purposes, the state?
Colorado.
And then finally, the email address?
yaniv.arai@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. So it says the last shipment was sent to the warehouse for fulfillment on the 23rd. So I'm going to pull up the ledger notes to see what's going on with that in regards to your James Bond DB5 buildup.
Well, I was calling about the newer one. There was one that was supposed to go out on the 13th of January.
Yeah, the ledger notes will hopefully help me with information about that as well, because I do see that you were supposed to have a shipment on January 13th.
Yeah, I've called a few times now.
Yeah, so the notes, I'm waiting for the notes to load so I can see what's going on and why that didn't get sent to the warehouse for fulfillment. And I thank you for your patience. Okay, let's see here. So there's no notes indicating any problems. It looks like maybe that shipment was not going to go out because that's an unskip, not a skip. So I don't know what happened. It doesn't give me any information pertaining to why it didn't charge you. I can push your next billing date out to, I could change it to tomorrow to try to force the system to charge you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. Unless, let me check something before I do that. It didn't give me any information about anything being out of stock. Let me see if it'll show me what your next shipment is going to be. Because if it does, then that means that everything is in stock and it should be fine. But if it doesn't, then that means that there's a problem. And I thank you for your patience. Oh, it's not going to show me the next shipment. Something must be out of stock. And it didn't tell me when I pulled up the account. That's strange. I'm going to try one more time to see if it'll show me the next shipment. But if it doesn't, then that means that there's a problem. And I thank you for your patience. Yeah, it's not going to show me the next shipment. Let me see if I cut it down to only 4 issues instead of 8 and see if we have any better luck. It would be better to get something rather than nothing, I suppose.
Well, it won't tell you which one is out of stock?
Usually when I pull up an account, if there's a problem, like an item, like one of the build-up kits or magazines are out of stock, it would immediately let me know, like, the next shipment has been delayed because build-up kit number 72 is out of stock or something like that. But in this case, when I pull up your account, no, it doesn't give me any of that information at all. And then when I try to get it to show me the next shipment, it's not showing me what's to be in the next shipment. Let me check something else, too, after it finishes what it's doing right now. Okay, let's see here. I'm loading up the list of items that can be skipped so I can see what's left to go out. If anything, I think this one, this particular build-up takes less kits to complete than any of the other build-up kits. Let me check something. Let's see. Aston Martin DB5 build-up. And FAQs. There are 86 model kits, so you still got a ways to go. Yeah, 66, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, and 86 are still left to ship. That's only 10 kits if you haven't skipped anything.
Well, 66 I had previously skipped, so.
Oh, you did skip?
They said that it was in stock, so I unskipped it the last time, but they said it was available.
Let me see. I'm going to pull up a list of skipped items. I don't think it's going to help anything, but at least it'll help us to know what is still on the list of anything that has been skipped. But in regard to helping anything, I meant, you know, getting another shipment out to you. Yeah, there's nothing skipped. Okay. So when I pull up the list of items that are still to ship, then that was the only 10 build-up kits that still need to go out. See, just 10 build-up kits away from being done. Maybe if I cut it down, let me see. Cut the number down to 2 and then view the next shipment. It just didn't tell me up front what is out of stock, what's causing the problem. Which would have made things a lot easier if it would have just told me. Okay, so it won't show me even if I just try to have 2 go out. So play, let me see if I can get anything to show up. Let's see if I skip. And I thank you for your patience. So what if we skip 66 through 79? Will it ship out 80 through 86? Let's see. That's only 7. Okay, so we'll pop it down to 7 and see if it'll show me the next shipment. Yep. So when I skipped 3 of the build-up kits, the system is good to go in regards to getting you out 80 through 86. So now what I can do is go back and play whack-a-mole with those ones that I skipped and see if I unskip one of them, which one of those will still allow there to be a next shipment. Let's see here. I'll start with the highest numbered one, which in reality, I know it doesn't help to finish building the car because you need every single one of the build-up kits, but at least it helps to get another shipment.
As long as it's in process and not just stuck, it doesn't really matter to me, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's the way that I try to explain it to people in these types of scenarios. It's like, you know, it's better to get something rather than nothing. So, you know, and then if you have to wait on 1 or 2 of the build-up kits to come back in stock, well, that's just unfortunate. I mean, that it is what it is. You know, it's unfortunate, but it's also unfortunate that California passed the Going Green initiative and now not as many 18-wheelers can drive through the state, so that is making it more difficult for products to get out to retailers and companies like us all across the U.S. And it's also slowing down the time it takes to unload the container ships out there on the West Coast. So yeah, you're good for 79 through 86 for sure on your next shipment. Yeah. Let me make, actually, yeah, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86. So we've got, so you're set. I didn't really make any changes other than skipping 2 of the issues. Well, I'm leaving 2 of them skipped because, you know, I wanted to make sure you get something. Your quantity is still 8, so that is how you had it before. And then I'm going to pull up the list of the items that I've skipped just so I can let you know which 2 are still skipped.
Okay.
So the 2 that are still skipped are 66 and 78. And I don't know, 78 might actually be available. The only way I can test that, I guess just for the sake of information, I could skip 86 and then put 7 and then unskip 78 so that we can find out if actually I don't have to skip anything because the system would let me know either way. Okay, good. And then it's, I guess number 66 is probably the issue. So I'm going to, the issue that's out of stock, I mean, and then also the issue that is causing the problem. Okay, so let me see if it'll show me your next shipment, which should be 78 through 85 now. Let's see. But if it doesn't show me the next shipment, then we know 78 is also out of stock. And then I'll just go skip it, and then you'll still get 79 through 86, and at least you'll get, you know, eight issues or eight build-up kits in your next shipment, and then we'll change the next billing date to tomorrow. I think it did. Did it? Yeah, it did. Okay, so you're good for 78 through 85. So that's good. So let me see if I can pop the next billing date to tomorrow. Let's see, let me suspend the shipments to tomorrow. So I suspended the shipments until tomorrow. So that should cause the system to, like, when your account becomes active again, then it would attempt to charge you for your next shipment. And because everything is available, it shouldn't be a problem. So that has been done. And then there was some new information that, let me see. So I didn't change the quantity because I left it at 8 and I didn't change the frequency. Yeah, there's this new scripting we have to read if we change the quantity or frequency. And I left it the same. The frequency and the quantity are both still the same as you had before, so I don't have to read that scripting to you. All right, so I got that taken care of for you. So you, would there be anything else that I could assist with today here?
I just have to call back to unskip 66 when it's in stock.
66, yes. You would have to call back. So after this next shipment, it seems very, very likely, and it's unfortunate that I can't put you down for quantity 9 so that you could go ahead and get everything that's in stock, because the highest number of build-up kits you can get per shipment is 8. So the next shipment would be the build-up kit number 86. Unless 66 or 6, whichever one that was out of stock, 69 or 66. Let me check really quickly. Let me see. Unskip. I think it was 66. But anyway, you'll get this next shipment. And then the following shipment, yeah, you may want to call back and change the quantity to 1 and then go ahead and get the final build-up kit and then have us unskip 66 later, and then that'll go out whenever it's back in stock. Although, okay. Yeah, because I'm just not sure about if it says quantity 8 and then there's only 1 left on the list of items for the computer to see that needs to mail out to you. I would imagine it would probably go ahead and send it because it's the last one. So I don't necessarily know that you have to call back and request to change the number of build-up kits to just 1 in order for the system to send you build-up kit 86. Because that should just happen anyway 3 weeks after your next shipment goes out. Or three weeks after your next shipment is sent to the warehouse for fulfillment and mails out. So then that would be you'd get the final build-up kit and then just call back after that to unskip 66. And then that'll just go out whenever it's back in stock.
Okay.
All right, so at least I was able to get it squared away, so you actually are going to get 8 build-up kits in your next shipment. I'm very happy about that. I was able to help get that accomplished. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, if there was nothing further that I could assist with today, then I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you. And I would ask that you please hold for a short one-question survey after this call.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's absolutely my pleasure. Please hold.